Hey, it's your turn for drugs, by the way.
What?
Hey, what's going on?
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo, what does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me.
Like weed, all right?
Yeah, they just, jacks. They kept like over and over again, they're flashing back to like showing pictures of the guys. They're showing all these shots of that one guy's twin brothers.
Yeah.
Just so that they could show you that they didn't survive.
Right. Yeah, that made no sense.
The whole time I was like, I get it. I'm not fucking retarded. Like, please don't go. I hope this is not a harbinger of the future for this show, because I know some shows, once they start getting popular, they start drawing a bigger audience.
Right.
They start dumbing it down for that bigger audience.
Well,
Walking Dead has never dumbed it down. They've done long shots. They don't explain a lot of story. The dialogue's sparse. And now it's just all like throwing these images in your face, so, like forcing you down this path.
Well, I think that one was shot. I think somebody else directed it, honestly.
It did seem very different.
Way different. Yeah, than the ending. Like,
especially,
they just had that long end with the shovel. Like,
they
that
were
was
going,
weird.
Yeah, too much trickery. Because especially the first part of this last season, it was a lot of very natural shots.
Right.
Wide shots of, you know, the group, you know, a lot of natural ambience, not over saturating with music and flashbacks and
yeah, it was pretty much
and
grinding.
Tricks and shit like that, you know, digital trickery. I was like, they keep showing the pictures. Multiple pictures of the two kids, and I'm like, normally when you Photoshop something this bad, you just flash it on the screen for a second.
Right.
But they were just like, here it is.
Yeah.
Look, they're both on the slide, but you can tell the lighting's completely different on the other
my
one.
My favorite one was the ones, them sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
one's
yeah.
not smiling, the other one's like,
yeah.
Hey, come on, it's the same kid. We could tell.
Yeah, it's the same damn kid.
Same damn time.
I don't watch your silly zombie show.
Well, maybe you should.
I tried.
Stop watching Gilmore Girls. It's over.
I tried so hard.
It's not about zombies, substantially.
I got it halfway through the first season, and I couldn't take it anymore. It moved too damn slow for me.
Oh, man, the first season sucked.
Yeah, it did.
First season, and they're like, are we going to find the CDC and the cure for this thing? I'm like, you're going to do what now?
Yeah, not in the first season.
Are you fucking kidding me? Kirkman's getting another show, though. He's doing Outcast, which
they're making a story about Outcast.
No,
Big Boy and Andre.
Yeah,
no, Outcast is this new comic that he started about this guy who seems to be able to. He has the power to when you're possessed by demons and you have
exorcism.
Yes, he can perform exorcisms
like
by touching people. No, it's different. It's like he's just got this power and he doesn't understand it, and his mother was possessed, and I don't know.
Sounds like a stretch.
It's weird. It's very Kirkman-esque in the way that, like, they've already completed the first arc and explained next to nothing.
I like how there's that term, Kirkman-esque. You know?
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I like that.
Which means, how can we take one single story and stretch it out into six episodes?
Right.
Did you hear the big news in the Marvel world?
No, I haven't.
So Marvel Studios and Sony Studios have signed a deal to share rights of Spider-Man.
Huh. Share out.
Well,
Disney slowly trying to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's that's to be determined. All we know right now is that Spider-Man is going to show up in a future, soon in the future, Marvel movie. We're thinking Captain America Civil War. Because if you read Civil War, Spider-Man was a huge player in Civil War.
I haven't read any of those.
Yeah. Civil War was like the whole battle between basically like there was a Superhero Registration Act, and Tony Stark supported it and Steve Rogers didn't.
Oh, okay.
And so there was a bunch of outlaw team of Avengers, and there was a S.H.I.E.L.D. supported team of Avengers. And Spider-Man was kind of just vigilante stuck in the middle of the whole thing. He's going to appear in that, and then hopefully to get him onto the team for the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
You know, the Infinity War movies that are coming out in the future.
Yeah.
It has pushed back some of the schedule on Marvel, and it's changed quite a bit about Sony's plans. Well, I don't know if it's changed it, actually, but we know that Andrew Webb's out as director. He's not going to be doing any more Spider-Man movies. Thank right. God, because I think he sucks. And Andrew Garfield, or what? No. I said Andrew Webb. What's the other guy's name? I think he's not. His name's something Webb. Andrew Garfield is the guy who plays Spider-Man, though.
Yeah.
Webb was the director.
Oh, okay.
So Andrew Garfield is not going to be Spider-Man anymore.
Thank God.
They're looking for a new Spider-Man, obviously, and they're thinking that they're going to go younger. And it's possible, okay, because what we could see is two Spider-Men. Yeah.
Spider-Men?
Spider-Man?
Well, that's what we're looking at in the Marvel Universe. The Marvel Universe has...
Not his Jewish cousin. Plural.
It has Spider-Man, Peter Parker Spider-Man in the in the standard Marvel Universe. And then in the alternate or ultimate universe, there's Miles Morales, who the original Peter Parker in that universe died and Miles Morales took over. And he's a even younger version of Spider-Man, a little black kid.
Oh, okay.
He's like preteen or some shit. So, yeah, we could be seeing possibly two. Maybe they're going to do, you know, like they did what they went with...
For the Homer Simpson fans out there, they can rule out Spider-Pig. There'll be no Spider-Pig.
There is no definite ruling out of Spider-Pig.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to give
chance.
I think Fox is going to have those rights.
Right. Be on Fox Searchlight. Yeah. Spider-Pig.
You could have Fantastic Four and Spider-Pig.
Yeah.
Actually, there was Spider-Ham. You guys ever remember Spider-Ham?
No.
Spider-Ham was a pig guy that dressed like Spider-Man. He was like a, I don't know, it's kind of like a what-if thing.
No, it was Spanky-Ham.
It was a spoof.
Drawn together.
Oh, okay.
It was a spoof on Spider-Man. Yeah, but they're still coming out with the other Spider-Man movies, the Venom movie and the Sinister Six all that they're probably just going to fuck up majorly.
Oh, yeah.
Who thought Sinister there was more than one pork-baked spider joke?
Yeah. So Suicide Squad. That'll be fucked up, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
And, final nerd news. More updates on the Deadpool movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's new?
What's going on?
Yeah, we're a year away from the Deadpool movie, and Ryan Reynolds posted a photo showing some parts of the Deadpool costume.
Really?
Yeah.
He
seems really, really excited about this, and he really seems like he has a good grasp of the fact that they majorly fucked up Deadpool the first time around, and
right,
he's here to make amends.
Yeah.
I
think he's the perfect guy.
The guy was the
it.
Green Lantern and is here to,
well, no, that's
to make
the thing.
It all right.
Like, he's right. had... This is he's got two strikes against him in the comic book world. Both
yeah.
Deadpool as a character and Green Lantern as a movie were major failures.
Horrible.
Especially to the fanboys. And it's surprising that they're even giving him another chance to play any kind of superhero or that anyone's going to take him seriously. But he came out saying that he took the Green Lantern gig before he read the script,
mm-hmm.
which is as close as you can get, I think, to an actor to saying... without losing all future prospects of jobs, that the movie sucked.
Right.
You know, you can't just go out there and say, oh, that movie was a piece of shit and I wish I didn't do it. You can just say, I didn't read the script before I got into it.
Yeah.
Theme, this is, Deadpool has his own theme, huh?
Apparently in
Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Hey, you know, they're letting, fuck. They're letting Daredevil be Batman now, so you never know. Anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. They're letting, and they got a new Daredevil, which looks kind of badass. A new Daredevil.
Hmm.
So, yeah, the Merc with the mouth is coming back, and this time he's going to have a mouth.
Thank God.
They're reinstating the Merc's mouth. Don't you understand?
horrible. Like, this is the most horrible theme song ever for anybody. Like, I wouldn't even attribute this.
Okay, that's the problem.
One.
Not as horrible as the Hellboy song.
What?
Why I watched Hellboy again with my son, which I still hate. That movie is just barely resembles the characters in the comic books. But at the end, they've got like this horrible techno rock song. And it's like, Hellboy! Hellboy!
Jesus.
Find the Hellboy theme. Play a little bit.
I was going to say, now we're going to hear it.
That's why I'm glad I never read the comic book, because I like that movie.
Yeah, but there's so much more to the comic book.
Ooh, you want a Hellboy soundtrack main title? Hellboy 2 theme song?
No, the original.
Original theme 1.
Well, you've got Abe Sapien living in a tank,
mm-hmm.
not being able to breathe air, and being voiced by Frasier's brother.
Which I thought was great.
Which is...
David
they
Hyde
made him
Pierce?
Into a fish
David Hyde fop. Pierce.
They
yes.
made Abe Sapien into a fish fop. You got... what's her name? Liz. Liz Sherman. Who is a total wet noodle of a character. She has no spine. Hellboy is a pouty little baby. Oh, he's kind of a pouty little baby in the comics. He had way too many stupid one-liners. Let's see. Professor Broom dies.
Sure this is it?
No, this is
theatrical.
Yeah. I guess it's not the theme. It's the Hellboy song. It's a rock song.
Channeling your inner Penhallow.
Yeah.
Your inner Penhallow?
Yeah.
Is this the time of year? Wouldn't it have been Maui time about this time?
Yeah. You're making me crazy.
Yeah. It's Maui time.
He seemed like the kind of guy where it seemed like wrecked him, damn near killed him, was still a viable, funny joke to him.
Oh, I bet he used to use that at like, parties
like
all the time.
If we say it, like now it's ironic. But that guy, I think, generally probably thought it was still funny. Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
That dude still parties. I'm on his Facebook. I'm his friend.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been over to the Arthur Penhallow? You've been to the Penhallow Estates?
No, I've actually met him at Autorama.
Plush Penhallow Estates?
Became friends.
Like Neil Gaiman has a joke similar to that that appears in a Sandman comic when a bunch of gods are gathering for a conference. They're all sitting around listening to Thor regale them with tales, and you come in on the punchline of one where he says, and then I stood up on the bed and said, I am mighty Thor! And she said, you're Thor, I'm so Thor, I can hardly pith.
Super ultimate 7-second delay rim shot.
We had to wake up the drummer.
Yeah. Hey, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. That was a joke.
Yeah.
What? What now?
What? What now?
Are you sure? I've heard jokes before. It didn't sound like one. Just hit the fucking drums.
Okay. They're letting you tell those things again.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Rob, man, we're going to get you one of these every show, man.
Why?
One of what?
One of those monsters.
Smart water? Oh, a monster.
Smart water.
Cuba Lima?
Yeah, I've never had a flavor
chupacabra?
Before.
Chupacabra?
But it tastes like Coca-Cola with
tastes
lime.
Tastes like dead chupacabra? Tastes like Coke with lime?
Yeah.
Tastes like chupacabra blood.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
So it doesn't have that, like, dissolved sweet tarts in 7-Up
right.
taste?
No,
of
not at all.
Of course it does. It has the no, name it monster on it.
Huh, really?
Seriously. Yeah. Hey, that kind
Does
of flavor.
Does it have aspartame?
I'm sure.
It has artificial sugar in it?
Oh, I'm sure.
Artificial and regular sugar.
Both.
Sucrose. Salt.
Those are pretty natural.
Inquisitol?
Inquisitol.
Inquisitol makes you ask questions.
Nobody expects the monster Inquisitol.
I see what you did there.
You decided I like from Space Ghost.
Inquisitol. Oh, Space Ghost, man. That reminds me. The guy who did the voice for Space Ghost died.
Gary Owens?
Yeah.
Finally died?
80 years old.
Wow.
Oh. Damn.
And I like how, when, as he got older, how he went with it.
What do you mean?
With Space Ghost.
How he went with the, you mean the rebirth of Space Ghost?
Yeah,
the
how
talk
he didn't
show thing.
Yeah, how he didn't fight it. How he
they never would have pulled that show off if they didn't get the original voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
You know, getting the rights to the characters is one thing, but Gary Owens did indeed make that show.
I agree 100%.
He kind of he's like what's his nuts? Guy who did Batman, the 60s Batman.
West, Adam West.
Adam Wee, as he says in that one episode of Family
Adam
Guy.
Wee.
Adam Wee.
Yeah, he's like Adam West in that he, you know, Adam West got the joke too. He just kept going with it. He's you know, clearly this is what I'm going to be known for. He has a similar delivery style too. That
old-timey announcer voice.
Right, right.
So is Shatner. Shatner's carried that.
Right, yeah.
The Shat Man.
Yeah, his weirdness has carried him for years.
I hope that's not like a trilogy thing. Like they're all gonna, like Shatner's next, and then Adam West.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
I don't.
Come on now.
Oh, Hollywood threes. Hollywood threes.
Oh man.
Say like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This is some kind of theme for.
This is the theme the Space Ghost Coast to take.
I don't remember this one.
Yes.
Hey, like fighters dying at the same time.
Well, this is like the extended mix. Jesus.
Is that Brendan Small on guitar?
Yeah, probably at the time.
It sounds a little sloppy for him, but the tone sounds like it.
She just show up.
Gary Owens lent his voice to more than 3,000 cartoons. Space Ghost, Blue Falcon, Roger Ramjet, Powdered Toast Man, and even Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
So he got the call to the big cape at least once.
I don't understand this, too. This isn't an article in Variety. It says he was animated as himself in Garfield and Friends, Fantastic Four, Eek the Cat, and Bobby's World. So he appeared as himself in cartoons? Or just like
cool.
A voice?
That's interesting that, you know, you're so popular that they animate you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, gosh, I mean.
What?
Yeah, there he is flying backwards with the Pope on his back. Powdered Toast Man is like my favorite shit from this show. He would show up and scrape a little dust off his shoulder with a knife.
Oh.
Batman, cling tenaciously to my buttocks.
Yeah, and everyone had to grab his ass. Yeah, I remember that.
Buries his face in it. An expression.
Yeah. Like, okay.
That was a big part of what made that show great, though, is the expressions.
Yeah.
Usually accompanied by some non sequitur sound effect, like,
yeah.
Honk.
Yeah, it was one of the first shows to start breaking, what did they say, breaking that fourth wall?
Yeah.
Where you're letting the audience in on the joke, you're doing something you're not supposed.
It was pretty meta.
Things like Parks and Rec does a lot now. Yeah. Like that's like part of their like The Office did it too. It's part of their gimmick is like who was really good at that? John Krasinski.
Oh yeah.
I thought was really good at that on The Office. Just like how one look at the camera just said so many things.
Yeah, right.
Like he didn't have to say anything. It was just he'd look at the camera and then look back and you were just dying. And it's things like that. It's you know, like the performer letting you know like they're in on the joke.
Since its inception, he was the announcer on Sesame Street. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Like he was the guy telling us what the letter of the day was.
No shit.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound right. Like, I can't hear his voice.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, you have Variety up. It's not like you have Wikipedia up, so I'm going to guess it's probably correct.
I would guess so. These people probably know that.
Variety's a reliable publication. Chris. But, I mean, Variety's a reliable...
Yeah.
It's been around for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not like it's Wikipedia where you can go in and edit it. Gary Owens was the announcer for my ball sack.
That was Gary Oldman.
True, times have been tough.
All of them.
Although he should be getting work again. Russia's a villain again.
Oh yeah, so that's right.
Gary Oldman should be getting movie work.
He'll be
again.
Taking over America. You know.
Well, for 10 years it was Middle Eastern guys. Now maybe we'll shift back to Russian guys in movies.
Right.
Action
finally
movies.
Stop doing the cell phone commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, geez. I mean, okay, so. The rules are gone as far as Hollywood stars appearing on the small screen, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's no damage to be... Your career is not over just because you've done a television show.
You got Sam Jackson and Alec Baldwin doing Capital One commercials.
Yeah, I was gonna say they
now,
do commercials.
It's gone over to commercials, too, now. But not even... Like, fuck, what's his name? Donnie in The Big Lebowski.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Is
really? That's where you go with Steve Buscemi? All the stuff he's played, that's what you pick out?
It's the first thing that could
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, it's the first thing that came to mind. He's done a lot of great shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the guy with the crazy eyes and Mr. Deeds, that guy.
I'm not saying that it's his most prominent work. I'm saying that's the first thing that I could fire up in my pot-riddled brain right now.
I just find it funny as all.
He was in
everything Steve Buscemi does.
Him and Danny Trejo were in a Snickers commercial. Did you see that? The Brady Bunch parody?
Yeah. No.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, Marsha is... Well, Danny Trejo is basically playing Marsha. You know how they do the joke where, you know, they take somebody and replace them with somebody else that's, like, out of control? And they're like, you just need a Snickers, you're not yourself.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing to Marsha. It's like, you know... Greg threw a ball and broke my nose, and now I'm mad. And they're like, and he's,
pulls out the
but it's shirt. Danny Trejo dressed like, you know, typical Mexican gangster, no shirt, leather vest.
Steve Buscemi's like, because you become a real bitch.
Steve Buscemi plays, what's the youngest?
Oh, Cindy?
Cindy, yeah. The one that he goes, it's always about Marsha. Stomps off.
Yeah, TV used to mean you were off. The artistic roll call list.
Yeah.
So either...
I think that's done.
Yeah, these aren't even Japanese commercials either.
Either standards have changed...
They have changed.
Or there's no more artistic roll call list.
Right.
They have changed. If you're an actor, you're just allowed to do whatever you want, I guess. I'm going to go get some more shit for that.
How about weed? Shit sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, don't put any
We're back to our terrible superhero again. Holy shit, man.
Oh, no. Holy shit, man.
Holy shit, man. The
that
worst
just sounded
superhero
like I was on
ever.
The toilet.
Remember the guy I told you made us all go see the Spice Girls movie?
Your ex-friend?
On acid?
What?
That would be my ex-friend.
Yeah, that would be my ex-friend, too.
Well, what is your name? Ex-friend.
Yeah.
He would host a lot of after parties and whatnot, so we would always be hanging out at his place.
Go there and yell at him. You made me go see the Spice Girls while I was on acid.
He would insist that we would watch Roadhouse all the time.
Just Roadhouse.
I've seen, because of him, I've seen Roadhouse like dozens of times. And if you didn't want to watch Roadhouse, you had one other option.
Hit the road.
No, it was Footloose. That was the other
Footloose.
If it's not Roadhouse, it's Footloose.
Wow. Wow, this
guy sounds like he sucks.
Yeah, it seems like torture.
I think he's working for the CIA now.
Makes sense. He's perfect torture. You got two options. Roadhouse? Or Flashdance? What do you want? Or you waterboard you?
Roadhouse.
Fucking, what an asshole. Oh, that happened to me once.
I'm leaving.
Be like, dude.
I'm leaving. What do you think of that?
I'd never hang out with this guy again. Made me go to see the fucking Spice Girls movie on acid. Then we went to my house afterwards. And then he goes, you two choices. Roadhouse.
Or Flashdance.
Or Footloose.
Or Footloose, you know, sorry.
I wouldn't doubt that after the Spice Girls
movie, we
probably had to go watch Roadhouse.
I would have called the cab at that point.
I swear to God.
Yeah, I would have left.
Dude, where's the car? I don't know. I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm going home, man.
I'm paying $30 to drive 10 blocks because I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
All right. Here's a couple short stories of marijuana and kids. Not a good mix.
Mm.
And there's one about in Brunswick, North Carolina, a woman is accused of smuggling marijuana into the Columbus County Jail in the pants of her 4-year-old son.
Oh, perfect.
So go give your daddy a hug and give him what you got.
Give him the QP.
Give him what you got in your shorts.
Yeah, give it to him.
Never mind that it's going to, a grown man's going to be reaching into a child's pants, yeah, digging around.
Right, I'm sure that's how they found
good
it.
Good to see.
Hey,
no touching under the clothes.
Yeah. Sir, your hands are clearly in his underwear. What are you doing?
Why is that guy jerking his kid off?
It's good to see you, son.
Good to see you. You need a nice firm grip.
Are you holding out on day? I mean, how you doing?
Then there was a story in Canada where a 5-year-old purchases. Well, I don't know. They make it out like he purchased it. Well, actually, kids get a lot of money these days. Imagine having $5 when you're like under the age of 10. That was like a fortune to me.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. You know, remember when $5 meant something?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's nothing.
Well, he went to a Target in Ontario, which I heard they're in trouble, that they're closing a lot of Target. How can Target not flourish in Canada? It seems like they were made for each other.
That data breach.
That, yeah.
That data breach hurt them.
Yeah, it's a killer.
You think, you're saying that Canadians are more cautious of their privacy than Americans are?
Right.
I think that might be correct.
Yeah.
Target didn't say sorry.
So, anyway. Sorry. So the kid goes and buys an Angry Birds game.
Okay.
Right? Which they make all kinds of like board games. They make fucking Angry Birds everything.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
My kids went nuts over that shit for a while.
Yeah.
So there's a game. It's probably one of those where you like stack shit up and throw the beanbags at it. Shaped like birds. Whatever it was, there were some missing parts, and in place of that, there was a large bag of marijuana. This must have been a big thing. He purchased this for $5, and it somehow managed to fit some parts and $800 worth of weed, or 85 grams.
Kid's dad reports game was awesome.
Right?
look, they finally giving you something for the parents to help you get through this shit.
Well, the mother, Monica Maluska, says, that night, my son was horrified. He could not sleep on his own, and he kept asking us questions. Why was it in this toy? Who put it there? What was it? Like, honestly, you're 5-year-old, and you couldn't come up with an answer for him, obviously. That's right. If he was indeed bothered by this.
No mention of the husband. Husband thinks it was awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Husband was last seen heading towards the garage.
Yeah.
With a 32-ounce bottle of Gatorade.
need that for
and a 10-pack of tacos from Taco Bell.
Right.
He's going to go get high and work out in the garage like American Beauty. But really?
We're getting in a weird area here.
Does, oh, yeah, but sure. Your kid couldn't sleep? Like, that's your fault, mother. Yeah. That is your fault your kid couldn't sleep.
Jesus put drugs in there to torture you.
If the kid doesn't know what the fuck it is, why was he so scarred by it? Like, he came across it and was like, what the hell is this? I need answers. I need answers now.
The hell, Mom?
What is this?
What is this? Was, why can't I have it?
No, the mother probably just freaked out, called the cops, and he's like, oh, God, what is it? You know? And then it's not, I mean, if your parent freaks the fuck out, like this is something that the devil made.
All right, once again, no mention of the husband. Another theory.
Right.
Another theory. He's like, don't bother me. throw it away. You're calling who? Why are you calling Target? What do you expect the cops to do?
Right.
Throw it away.
Wife.
Throw it in the trash. Leave it on
bag
the top.
Bag belongs
though.
To husband.
Don't put any bags on top of it.
Bag belongs to husband. Wife finds it. Husband thinks quick, grabs kid's game. Oh, it was crazy. It was in here with the game that the kid bought.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
that is a good point. Like, these things are sealed.
Right.
Especially, like, games where they have multiple parts in them. You can't just fucking open them in the store. Yeah,
but a lot of places, places like Target, your Targets, your Kmarts, your Sears, your things that are left. They'll do exchanges on stuff and on open product. They'll just make sure everything's there, and they'll just tape the bitch shut and put it back on the shelf.
Some places do that, yeah.
Well, somebody was slacking on their job. They didn't inspect the box. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The whole thing is fishy.
Or Santino didn't make the pickup.
I think
he picked up the wrong box.
I think you're on the right path, Columbo. I think it was the dad. No, seriously.
I want to ask you a question.
He had to get rid of the shit. And so he was like, why don't you open up your Angry Birds toy? Is that a squirrel out there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that a bird riding a bunny rabbit in the yard? What?
I'd look for that.
What's this in your toys? What's this big bag of stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't sleep.
I plead the visit.
You can't say Dick Wolf on TV.
I was watching... on Bill Maher's show, he had a new rule that if Fox wants to do a documentary on some anniversary of something happening in Auschwitz or whatever it was, something that had to do with World War II, he's like, you cannot have it hosted by a man named Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
He just sounds,
I thought, doesn't he work at CNN?
Maybe it was. It was whoever the fuck.
Ah.
All it was the main part of the joke was they were doing a Holocaust story and it was hosted by Wolf Blitzer, whose name sounds most like a Nazi than anybody else.
Sounds
it was
like
a newscaster in the U.S. Yeah.
Get that Wolf Blitzer!
Sounds like an event that happened in the fucking World War II.
Yeah.
We were part of the Wolf Blitzer!
It was a battle.
In 1941, it was horrible.
Many tanks exploded.
Many men died. Let's play this. This is a Ferris Bueller reference. And I think I read something, too, about that's not actually true. Coal.
What? that if you put it up of Cameron's ass, it will not become a diamond.
That, no, if you compress coal, it doesn't become a diamond. It's some certain type of coal that has to become a diamond. But it's not like regular ass.
It has to be of a certain purity of carbon.
Yeah,
because if you have impurities,
pure of,
you don't
pure of carbon.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You all right, man?
But the fact remains that, I mean, carbon is the essential element for both. And you can transform one into the other. That's how diamonds are created. It's the compression of carbon, usually in the form of coal.
Dude, if she opens the door, we're done for.
Yep.
She's trying desperately to get out. She looks like she looks like Pepe Le Pew's chasing her right now.
You cannot chase away from me, Suzette. I'll be there for you forever. That was my best Pepe Le Pew. Not,
hey. You did your best. That's important, Rob.
I tried.
You did your best. Rob gets the participation award for this week.
There we go.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club. Yeah.
Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.